With me again today is Sandy Freed, who we began talking with Sandy a few days ago about the Jezebel yoke, and actually it was last Thursday, and I felt like there was so much more that needed to be said. Sandy, I know you're on the phone with us this morning. Let's pick up where we left off last Thursday. We're talking about this spirit that's attacking the church and also not only the religious institution of the church, but businesses, families.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere there's authority to be seized, Jezebel, that spirit from hell, will try to seize that authority. This is something that folks need to be aware of today, not just aware of how to fight it from without, but to fight it from within. And you take some time to do some self-diagnosis. How do we begin to see the spirit at work in ourselves?
Well, I do have in the book, I mentioned it the last time we spoke, there is a test to just examine our heart to see if there's any area of it being in operation. And if there's anything identified, the first thing, because when you read a book or you read God's Word, there are certain things that are going to be illuminated.
Yeah.
And so I always encourage my readers, stop, grab a pen, highlight it, and then go ahead and repent of it right then. Don't wait till you finish the end of the book to repent, because that's the number one thing. It's just repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And to recognize, one thing that just comes to my spirit right now is about fornication.
All right.
Because we've always thought of fornication as being something sexual, but actually fornication is desiring something before its time.
Hmm. Wow.
And this spirit, and when we're yoked with this Jezebel spirit, it will always cause God's people to want something before its time. And even like I talked about revelation, that when it's not time for revelation to be given, we have to be careful that we don't press into knowing something before God's, it's His time to reveal it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it opens the door to a witchcraft assignment, and that's one of Jezebel's main operations, is witchcraft. And in Revelation, Jesus, that's why he rebukes the church. It's because they've tolerated Jezebel and her witchcrafts. Jehu mentioned it. Jehu was the one that actually defeated Jezebel, and he said there will be no peace in this land until Jezebel and her witchcrafts are put to death.
Hmm.
So many times in our own lives, when we're not walking in the peace of God, and that's so important for us as believers. We must walk in the peace of God. If we're not walking in peace, then there is some evil spirit at work. Many, many times, it is Jezebel. It is us being dissatisfied because we're wanting something before it's time for God to release it to us. And, we may be anointed for positions of authority, and I believe that all of us have been given authority in Christ. But if we're wanting a position or a place or success
mm-hmm.
before it's God's time, it's a fornication.
Wow.
And that is one of the main ways that Jezebel manifests. So I noticed this about myself. And I write about it a little bit because, I've always been a person, I've enjoyed success, we've had success in business. Then when I got in the ministry, it was a little bit more of a challenge
yes.
to feel successful. Because God doesn't look at success like we do. Success to God is fulfilling our commissioning and having an assignment that He has given us to fulfill. And I got very discouraged in ministry because I just didn't feel like our church was growing large enough. And yet, really, in all reality, it was all we could handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of my chronic dissatisfaction and not understanding at that time what success was, I believe it opened the door for a lot of Jezebel activity
mm-hmm.
against me.
All right. Let's, Sandy, I want to come back and open this wide because
okay.
anyone who's in ministry, anyone who's in leadership will glean from what you've been through with this spirit. With us today, Sandy Freed, The Jezebel Yoke is the name of her book. More in store at the AM Cafe. Sandy Freed's our special guest this morning. And Sandy, as a pastor's wife, you mentioned earlier you desired success in ministry, as anyone who's a pastor would. And yet you found that as you desired it all the more, it opened up a door for Jezebel to come in. Let's pick up where we just left off.
Okay. Well, and I wasn't just what some people would refer to as a pastor's wife. I mean, I senior pastored along with my husband, so I was just as active in our church as he was. My husband, Mickey, he's real easygoing. He is always satisfied with wherever, you know, he has going. But I've always been a performer. And not that I would want to perform in front of the people. That's not what I'm talking about. I wanted to do it right.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be right. And therefore, when you're wanting to do it right and do all the right things, hoping that you'll grow and be more successful, then you have a tendency to become more legalistic.
Mm-hmm.
Over time and over learning how to deal with this Jezebel spirit, I think it's more of when you realize that you're up against Jezebel, you realize you're not in control anyway. God needs to be in control of your service. So the way I've learned to deal with this Jezebel when it tries to manifest in the service is just to monitor the move of the Spirit, the move of God's Spirit. Because Jezebel is always going to try to manifest, but God's always more powerful. So I learned not to focus so much on what that Spirit was trying to do, but to pray and press into the move of the Spirit more, and then just monitor it, because I have a whole lot of confidence in the Lord. And our people, the people that were in our church, trusted me, and they trusted Mickey to always, you know, let the Lord move. Mm-hmm. And they trusted the fact that we would deal with the Spirit if it manifested. But I took so much more excitement in the fact that they were trusting me because I trusted the Lord that much.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even really trusting me. It was trusting that the Lord was going to teach us how to monitor that spirit and how to bind it and take authority over it when it tried to seize control. And as a pastor and as any minister or even someone in the marketplace, we're all wanting to be successful. And I can speak to business owners, you know, now, not just the pastors, but business owners that are at a place where they feel like they've just been stopped, there's no production, and they've got a Jezebel at work that's causing all kinds of dissension. It's a matter of praying over that business, releasing that business to God, and knowing that God wants that business to be successful, but getting godly wisdom as to how to make it successful. And that's really what it's about. It's about getting godly wisdom for what we're doing.
If you're a businessman, a leader, even directing a family, families
yes.
need direction and vision.
Absolutely.
Whenever Jezebel begins to manifest against your leadership, there may come a time when, you know, sometimes, Sandy, all needs to happen is just we rise up in our mantle.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And I do talk about mantles of authority in my book, and that because God wants to mantle us, and we have been mantled from the beginning of time with God's image. So he mantled us when he made us, and we are his glory on the earth. So it is a matter of knowing who we are, taking that mantle of authority and knowing who we are in Christ, that spirit may keep trying to discredit us, which it does.
Mm-hmm.
It tries to come against our, not only our authority, but our integrity.
Yes.
Oh, that used to bother me so much because Jezebel lies and over-exaggerates, and I always felt like my integrity was challenged, and it always bothered me because I'm very strong in integrity, and I did not like to be misquoted.
That's right.
But I learned something, not just about being clothed with God and having that mantle of his authority, but I learned in Revelation chapter 2 how to pray, because Jesus addresses the church as the one with the eyes of blazing fire.
Mm-hmm.
He tells us who he is when he addressed the church in Thyatira. And he says, you know, church, this is who I am. I am the one that has eyes like blazing fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. And so when I'm leading prayer and we're coming against Jezebel, we pray to Jesus who has the eyes of blazing fire, and we command everything that Jezebel is doing to be burned with the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just pray the fire of God and his holiness and his holy presence. And it's not like we're praying an ugly thing against the person. We're praying against the spirit that's trying to destroy the work of God on the earth.
You know, this is encouraging, because when your integrity has been impugned,
mm-hmm.
You have to know that the Lord sees you.
Yes.
And that he sees the truth, and he's not one who keeps the truth under wraps, but he'll make sure the truth is eventually out there. The eyes of fire, that's powerful, because
yes.
What God sees, he reveals to others too.
Yes, absolutely. And I have found that to be such a comfort, because it doesn't put the pressure on me to battle that spirit. And even when I see it in myself, if I see something operating within myself, you know, the Lord talks about, you know, the eyes of our heart being opened.
Mm-hmm.
So if we will open that, let him open the eyes of our heart, he will show us what's in operation. And then when we see it, we quickly repent. And then, you know, go to work on it, obviously. And just keep our heart before the Lord to show us if we are, if Jezebel is using us.
Yes.
In any way to try to seize control or discredit someone or gossip or bring slander against anyone, especially God's children.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, and we're going to go to a break and come back, but if someone's listening this morning who has time and again suffered at the hands of Jezebel, and they're beginning to clue in, maybe I'm opening a door for the spirit to come in. Maybe you can share some insight how to shut that door for our ministry's sake, for our families and businesses' sake, in just a few moments.
Okay.
With us today, Sandy Freed, the Jezebel Yoke at He's Alive. In our final moments together, Sandy, I'd love to hear how pastors, businessmen, and family members can shut the door to Jezebel, because if we don't get smart about this, mm-hmm. we will continue to be ravaged by this. I mean, this spirit can split a church wide open. Can cause moral failure, can cause financial ruin in a business, can cause all kinds of things. And I say mm-hmm. moral failure, it might not be in the top tier of leadership. It might be amongst people that you've been raising up for years. This spirit can weave its way in and impact an entire organization.
Yes.
Sandy, some folks have been hit by this year after year,
yes.
season after season. How do we shut the door?
Well, I talk about the Jehu mantle in my book. It's the very last part of the book. You know, we've talked already about repentance and the power of prayer, but we must rise up and command with full strength. This thing is going to take our full strength.
Mm-hmm.
And Jehu had a commanding anointing, but I talk about Paul in the book and how Paul came across a slave girl in his ministry who was actually, you know, was operating in witchcraft, which is one of the signs of Jezebel. And actually, I always wondered for a while, why did he let her, because it took him a few days before he addressed it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And he says, finally, you know, he turns to her and rebukes her and commands that spirit to stop. And I do not in any way, shape, or form believe that Paul just didn't know what to do. I believe that Paul was gaining strategy from the Father as to how to deal with it and the timing of dealing with it.
Yeah.
So when you come against something with your full strength, you've got to do it at the right time. You've got to know who you are. But as believers, we still have to love the person, because we don't want them more wounded when they're confronted. So we shut the door with full strength, not against this thing just coming at us, but full strength when we are operating in it ourselves.
Sandy, yeah, exactly. How do we expose this with taste, with decorum? You know, when you have people coming to you saying, so-and-so said this, so, and this person's name continues, or this group continues to surface in chatter, do you expose that to others?
Well, what I usually do, it depends on who it is. If it's someone in authority, I call someone in authority and talk to that person about, you know, I'm hearing this about someone in their ministry or whatever, but I don't do that lightly. I take it to the Lord in prayer and ask for direction on that.
Yeah.
But it does have to be exposed, and a lot of times when you're trying to expose this, it's not easily received.
Yes.
You know, so that's why I said it takes prayer. The main thing, if we can get it out of our own lives first, then we can learn how to deal with this spirit in others. We get the idols out of our own hearts, that spirit's not going to be attracted to us as much.
Mm-hmm.
But we can still do everything right before the eyes of God, and that thing is still going to try to attack us and destroy us. So it's still, but it's still always a matter of prayer and keeping your heart right before God. And I believe that we're in a season where if God's exposing it, he wants it dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to show us how. So in my book, I've given all different types of ways. I mean, there's all different prayers for different things that people might deal with. And let me just close with this one thing, because this is something that I feel like pastors and other people deal with in their ministries, is that there is this desire in ministry to fix people.
You're right.
And it can become an idol, because it's still an act of performance and perfectionism. If we as leaders feel like it's our responsibility to fix people, then we're not giving them to God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some people that we cannot fix. There's a lot of Jezebel's spirits, people operating in Jezebel. We're not going to be able to fix.
Yeah.
And only God, then you just have to turn them over to the Lord. But if we keep trying to fix them ourselves, it puts us right in the place of an idol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to take on that responsibility.
That's so powerful, Sandy.
I had to learn this the hard way.
That's hard. It's easier said than done, as you said. You know, you love, you care, and, you know, back to the question I asked earlier about exposing it, we never call people Jezebels. We don't do that.
Uh-uh.
That's not even biblical. They're not Jezebel. The spirit
that's
trying to infiltrate is coming through them, as it does through us many times.
Well, and just because someone is controlling does not mean that they're a Jezebel.
Oh, right. That's good.
See, and that's a real key to remember. It may be just that they're going through a hard time and they're trying to control their life, but that doesn't mean they're a full-blown Jezebel. They may have a tendency toward control. It may open a door for a Jezebel spirit to operate to a degree, but that doesn't mean that they're a Jezebel.
Mm. And that's good insight. And to also know that whenever this spirit does manifest in someone, we do our part. We act in love. We make sure Jezebel has no hold in us, as you said earlier, Sandy. And to the degree we're free, it's easier to handle these situations appropriately.
Yes.
We give them to God. We just give them to God, who knows what to do. Boy, there's just so much more in your book, Sandy, and we've spent 2 days on this, but I highly recommend Sandy's book, The Jezebel Yoke. We're not selling them, but you can pick up a copy at her website. This is zionministries.us. That's where you go, zionministries.us. And Sandy has given us graciously 2 mornings of her time to be over the air. Thank you, Sandy, so much.
Well, it's been a pleasure being with you again.